Welcome to Let's Talk About It, co-hosted by Maria Wyatt and Scott Dudley. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.
Welcome, everyone, to your weekly wellness radio. Let's talk about it. We are brought to you by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services. This is your weekly wellness radio for both Mexicali and Imperial County. I'm your host, Maria Wyatt, and my co-host is Mr. Scott Dudley.
Mister. Thanks for tuning in. Appreciate you guys listening. And as usual, we try to bring you the best of what's going on in the Imperial Valley related to wellness. And we are no less than that today. The topic's going to be teen substance use in the community. And really, we're fortunate to have Anna Contreras, who's an MFT intern, but she's also the program supervisor for the Adolescent Alcohol and Drug Program. So she's actually probably knows way more about this than anybody in the entire community. Welcome aboard, Anna. How are you?
Doing well, thank you.
Good. Good deal. Now, we, you know, if you're not part of the teen drug community or the treatment community or that stuff, you really don't know as much. You kind of get rumors. You kind of think, you know, you hear stories on the news about, I don't know, synthetics or spice or something. We don't know. What's going on out there in our community with our youth?
Yeah, I mean, what we hear a lot, it's a lot of national news that actually there's been reports that that substance use has decreased. But now that, you know, the passage of the new law here in California, now that it's being legalized,
right,
we don't know. We just, and so how is that affecting here in the Valley?
Well, first of all, I'd like to say that, as you mentioned earlier, was that, you know, we hear so much on national news and we hear, but, you know, we do have a lot of risk factors here in the community. The fact is that we live in a border town. So we do have a lot of youth going out to Mexicali, getting their fix, getting their high, and or getting a couple of pills, coming over and selling them. Although currently, and it's been like that for a couple of years now, that our highest, most drug used amongst adolescents is marijuana and alcohol.
Yeah.
So we do see that possibly increasing with now the legalization.
I mean, alcohol is already legal.
Correct.
Right. Yeah, you know, it's kind of, we were kind of talking about it before we came over today because I've got a student assistant who's 19. And I was like, hey, help me out. What's going on in the world? And we came to the conclusion that it may be easier for youth to get cannabis now because it's almost like getting alcohol.
Yeah.
You just find a 21-year-old and get them to go buy for you. You know, in theory, when the stores are selling.
Look at it. We're seeing so many breweries, you know, pop-up breweries coming out. I mean, in my city where I live in Imperial, we have, you know, two. And they're always full. So I'm thinking, you know, is that going to also happen with the same with marijuana? And for those people that think that, you know, well, no, marijuana, no, because that's going to cost, well, alcohol does a lot of harm. By itself, actually, you can actually die from alcohol intoxication or withdrawal when people are alcoholic. And alcohol causes so much social problems. And just because, you know, it's not okay, but it's so infused in our society, you know, that's the big thing. Super Bowl, I mean, don't get me wrong, you know, once in a while I'll drink alcohol, very few, but you know, it's like Super Bowl is coming around the corner and, hey, you know, you have to have beer. You have a party. You have to have alcohol. So, I don't know. Will it become as so much common as marijuana? Hey, you know, take out the joint.
Being glamorized, correct?
Yes, being right, glamorized. Right. Alcohol is so glamorous
and
it's so
accepted.
It is socially acceptable. Not casually. It is socially acceptable.
Nobody bats an eye.
Yeah, you have a wine or glass and, hey, you know, what's the big deal? So
are you guys in the teen substance community, like with the schools and yourselves and everybody else, are you guys a little bit concerned about cannabis?
Yes, we have, and only for just different reasons. You know, it's a lot more potent now than it was before. It gets laced with other drugs. It's just very different as it was done in the past. Not that it was okay, but we do hear kids can be very, very creative. And they'll use different types, not only just cannabis, but they'll lace it with something else.
You know, one of the things about legalization that probably will occur is probably less teens will think that it's harmful. More teams will say, well, it must be okay. It's legal.
Yeah.
Correct.
That might be part of the problem.
I mean, that's how they see alcohol, too. Yeah. It's like no big deal.
And
it's at the house.
Correct, yes.
And, you know, it's right there. You open the refrigerator, there's beer. Or the cabin, and there's beer. Or wine.
And it's allowed. I mean, sometimes we've heard parents say that as long as they're doing it at home, it gets monitored, and they don't get in trouble.
But I think we tend to forget that kids' brains are still developing.
Absolutely.
And so it causes so much harm, much more harm to young kids than to adults. And hope, you know, but if, you know, you start using substances at a young age, development gets impaired and delayed.
And parents, do not enable your children. It's not appropriate to, you know, drink, to have underage drinking at home or smoking. Mm-hmm. But we do hear this often is that, well, as long as they do it at home and they don't get in trouble.
You've been listening to Let's Talk About It, heard each Sunday morning at 7 a.m. on KXO AM 1230 Radio. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.